This podcast is brought to you by Speed Space. Tuesday, September 8, 2009. From Creamer Media in Johannesburg, I'm Shannon O'Donnell. Making headlines today. Eskom System Operations and Planning Division MD Kanan Lakmiharan says that a decision on a third new coal-fired power station or a series of smaller power stations will have to be made within the next year to ensure that water and transmission infrastructure can be built on time. The country will also have to make a decision on the role that nuclear energy and renewable energy will play in the energy needs of the country within the next year or two. South Africa's power supply and demand situation will remain tight over the next 10 to 20 years. South Africa has an installed capacity and a contracted imported generation amounting to 43.5 gigawatts. It'll require an additional 20 gigawatts of electricity by 2020 to ensure an adequate reserve margin. Eskom's current build program, which includes the Medupi and Kusile coal-fired baseload power stations, as well as advanced independent power producers projects, could already contribute about 14 of the 20 gigawatts required. Meanwhile, Eskom spokesperson Fani Zulu says that information technology company T-Systems South Africa has been named the preferred bidder for state-owned Arrivia.com. A merger notification has been filed with the Competition Commission. In October 2006, the boards of Eskom and Transnet approved the sale of their entire shareholding in Arrivia.com, which was formed out of the merger of the IT businesses of Eskom, Transnet and Denel. Currently, Eskom has a 58.5% shareholding in Arrivia.com, with the remaining 41.5% held by Transnet. Zulu couldn't confirm the value of the deal. Also making headlines, steel giant ArcelorMittal South Africa reports a fatality at its Vanderbijl Park plant. South Africa's pebble-bed modular reactor company sends enriched pebble fuel for testing in Russia. JSE-listed building materials supplier Dawn expects its financial year earnings to fall. And ceramic tile manufacturer Ceramic Industries' financial year profit is down 50% as tiles and sanitary ware come under pressure. That's a roundup of news making headlines today. For more on these and other stories, please visit engineeringnews.co.za.